AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Republicans on the House committee investigating the 2012 attacks in Benghazi, Libya, say there's no agreement yet with Hillary Rodham Clinton over her possible appearance before the panel, despite the State Department's pledge to produce 5,000 new pages of documents. House Speaker John Boehner called today on Clinton to come clean and turn her server over to the State Department's Inspector General. On the campaign trail today, Clinton dodged questions in New Hampshire about her position on the Keystone XL pipeline.
This is President Obama's decision, and I am not going to second-guess him because I was in a position to set this in motion, and I do not think that would be the right thing to do.
AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports convicted spy Jonathan Pollard will go free this fall. In a 1998 AP interview, Pollard said there was no excuse for what he did.
My motives may have been well and good, but they only serve to explain why I did what I did. They certainly do not serve as an excuse for breaking the law.
Israel paid Pollard for American intelligence secrets. A man described by the FBI as an Islamic State sympathizer who hoped to mount attacks on U.S. soil was charged today with plotting to detonate a nail-filled backpack bomb on a Florida beach. The police chief in Santa Cruz, California, says a teenage boy lured 8-year-old Maddie Middleton into his apartment and killed her before hiding her body in a recycling bin at a housing complex where they both lived.
We've determined that Maddie was an acquaintance of the suspect by virtue of being residents at the Tannery Art Center complex, and it appears that she was lured to the suspect's apartment willingly.
This is AP Radio News. Archaeologists have uncovered human remains of four of the earliest leaders of the English colony that would become America.
Without any question, the four men buried in the chancel between 1608 and 1610 are four of the first leaders of the whole English enterprise in America.
James Horn, president of the Jamestown Rediscovery Foundation, says the men were buried near the altar of what was America's first Protestant church. Archaeology director William Kelso says among the artifacts found was a small silver box resting on top of what's left of the coffin of Captain Gabriel Archer.
We think human bone is in there with this ampulla, and together they make what is usually a Catholic object known as a reliquary, but it's not necessarily Catholic. And remember, this is a Protestant Church of England.
I'm Ross Simpson.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.